Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ravens wrapped up mini camp yesterday, and the training camp will start, I think, Bets have to report July 22nd. Let's talk some Ravens now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. And Brian, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Hope you're staying out of what seems to be the daily rain. Brian, your reaction, let's start with Jaire Alexander, your reaction to the signing.
Look, I think it's a good signing. Certainly not a surprise. I think immediately, when he became available, the Ravens were one of those teams that got mentioned. And, you know, talking to sources close to the situation, they were on the short list and they checked a lot of the boxes he was looking for: a 1-year deal, respectable money with incentives, and obviously a championship caliber team. And let's not forget, obviously, the Lamar Jackson connection. Those two caught up during training camp, or rather ahead of the preseason game last year out in Green Bay. They caught up on the field together, and then I think again after the game. And so there's just a lot of, breadcrumbs, if you will. And in terms of what he brings, look, this is the guy. When he's healthy, he's been one of the better cornerbacks in the league. He's a guy who knows how to turn the ball over, which is something the Ravens were pretty mediocre at last season. And we heard Marlon Humphrey talk about that yesterday. And I think he also gives them a lot of options. Look, two things. One, they've got cornerbacks with injury histories. Of course, that includes Alexander. But now this gives them another piece in a secondary that is loaded with players. And if they can stay healthy, and again, this is a team that has been healthy largely each of the past two seasons, that gives Zach Orr a lot of options in terms of what he can do with that defensive secondary.
Brian, we know Eric DaCosta continues to make additions late in the offseason into the season. Do you think that there's still more moves to be made for this football team?
Yeah, I think, we know the playbook here, right? As you just mentioned, we see it every year, it seems, where at some point in the summer or early in the season, they make an addition, a veteran guy, right price, experienced player, usually with a Pro Bowl or All-Pro background. We saw that with Jadeveon Clowney. We saw it with Kyle Van Noy. We saw it with Ronald Darby. So I would not be surprised to see them look at maybe middle linebacker or inside linebacker. That's an area where you don't really have a lot of proven ability or experience beyond Roquan Smith. Obviously, Trenton Simpson benched last year. They seem very high on him this year, but you don't know until you see it play out. And beyond that, Teddy Buchanan, a rookie, very well touted. But again, you don't know until he's on the field. So and then beyond that, there's really just no experience and no proven talent. So I think that's a position that to look at, potentially offensive line. I think there, given the Ben Cleveland situation, he could be looking at a suspension. So they might be looking to, you know, get another body in there, get another experienced player in there just to add depth. You know, I think maybe outside linebacker, but that room seems kind of full at this point, with maybe even not even a spot for David Ojabo potentially. Certainly the secondary, depending on injuries and how that plays out. And look, guys get hurt during training camp. It's just inevitable. We see it every year. And so I think it would not be surprised to see the Ravens. And also safety, I should mention as well, that third safety role, I think, obviously with our Darius Washington going down with what could end up being a season-ending injury.
Okay, we've buried the lead. Big Looper. Only 2 for 4 the other day. Then maybe not. They kind of kept him under wraps after that. I mean, I'm being somewhat facetious, but like this, I mean, this is a big deal. It's not Shedeur Sanders versus, you know, Dylan Gabriel or whatever, but like, obviously people are keeping an eye on it. Like, what were you able to see?
Well, first of all, I'll start with, you're right. This is a story, and it's going to be a big story throughout training camp, because when you're replacing essentially a Hall of Fame kicker with a rookie, you know, that's a big deal, assuming it's one of the two rookies. As you mentioned, Tyler Loop has had his struggles. John Hoyland at times, maybe has had his, but not really of late. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. You know, Ravens were very vocal about, look, this is, you know, we scoured the country, Randy Brown, interviewing kickers, and this is the guy he really liked, and they spent a draft pick on a kicker. Now, look, it's a sixth-round pick, and it wouldn't be a shock if they, you know, look, if it doesn't work out and they end up liking Hoyland better or somebody else and they end up cutting ties with the sixth-round pick, it certainly would not be the first time they have cut a late-round pick. But this is going to be a story throughout camp, no question about it. And, you know, limited practices in the spring, we only saw him so much. I think, look, there's no question about Loop's leg strength. And we did hear from John Harbaugh how they're working on different trajectory things and trying to, you know, develop a repeatable swing. And even Justin Tucker, guys, you probably remember this better than I do, but, you know, when he first got to Baltimore, there were some tweaks, mm-hmm. changes made to him, you know, early in that first training camp. So, you know, we'll see. I think training camp will be a lot more telling. There'll be a lot more, we'll have a lot more experience by that point in terms of working with Randy Brown and trying to, you know, get everything sorted out. But so far, yeah, it's not exactly been automatic.
Talking with Brian Wackerts, Inside Access here on The Fan. I hate to go back-to-back on kicking questions, and you mentioned John Hoyland, the other kicker. Is there a world in your mind where he wins this job?
Sure. I think it's a competition. I don't think anything we've heard or seen has locked up this job for Tyler Loop. I think it's still a competition. I think Loop probably has a little bit of the edge, being a draft pick, being a guy they targeted and really liked. But, you know, if John Hoyland goes out there and simply outperforms him and they feel he's the better option, it wouldn't surprise me to see that them go that way. I mean, of course, Justin Tucker was an undrafted free agent mm-hmm. himself when they went with him. So, no, that would not shock me.
Brian, DeAndre Hopkins met with the media earlier this week, first time really talking since they signed him to that one-year deal. What are your expectations for him in this offense?
Boy, I don't want to say he is going to be the guy that puts them over the top, although, you know, they had that conversation, him and Marlon Humphrey, about whether, you know, this team felt like a piece away, and maybe he's that piece, maybe he's not. But I expect him to have an impact. You know, a full training camp with this team, the guy who has tremendous hands, incredible knowledge, knows how to get open, as Humphrey called it, Mr. Contested Catch. This is a guy who knows how to get the football and get his hands on it and hold on to it and make plays. Is he going to have, you know, 75 catches? Probably not. I mean, those days are behind him. There's too many hands to feed in this offense. But this is a guy who, in the red zone, in those sort of third and short, third and mediums, this is a guy in the middle of the field. Again, contested catches, throws that are off the mark. This is a guy who can be a difference maker. Absolutely.
Brian Wacker, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Enjoy your little bit of time off before training camp.
Stay dry, guys.
Thank you. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. We come back. You know what? We always like listening to Marlon Humphrey. He spoke yesterday. What do you have to say? We'll hear from Marlon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed's sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next here on The Fan.
The Bills had, I think, 3 turnovers. The Ravens had 0. And that right there, I think, is a that's just to tell the story. The percentages, 3 turnovers are more than likely going to win the game. 2 turnovers are more than likely going to win the game. Even 1 turnover, you're more than likely going to win the game if the other team has 0. So that's the one thing that's pretty evident. It doesn't really matter how good you play defensively. If you can't get the football, you're not playing good enough. And so that's the biggest thing to harp on. Like I said, that's got to be our identity. That's got to be all 11 guys that's on the field. Identity, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball, get the ball.
Marlon Humphrey has become, and Bone won't get this, he's become like E.F. Hutton. When he talks, we listen.
Yes.
And he's espousing what we've talked a lot about, Jason. You get turnovers, you win football games.
You need a big play defense, right? Big plays, big sacks, big strip sacks, big sacks, tackles Bone. For loss, big batted balls that somebody intercepts and takes to the house, those kind of things. We have not seen those splash plays from this defense when it matters most in the postseason. He's speaking the truth there. It's been a missing ingredient for this team. They're the motif of the week and really probably the motif of the Eric DaCosta era. They're going about it from the back in. I kind of like it old school, inside out. Start at the first line, right? Start at the least dependent positions and work your way out. They obviously see extreme value. They wouldn't say it to his agent or they wouldn't say it to Jair Alexander right now. But, I mean, I think inside that building, they're like, well, we're going to get way more than $4 million of value out of this guy. And that's true. But I think if you had more dudes – who are proven pass rushers, it certainly wouldn't hurt.
A part of it is, guys, how many interceptions did they drop last year? I mean, of interceptions they dropped last year. And they only had 17 takeaways, and that was 21st in the NFL last year. But thankfully, their offense just didn't turn the ball over at all because they still ended up being a +6 in turnover differential. But They got to force more turnovers this year, especially in the playoffs. And you can go to 2023 when they led the league in takeaways that year. They had 0 takeaways in those postseason games.
More from Marlon Humphrey speaking at training camp yesterday, or excuse me, mini camp yesterday, which wrapped up. Talks about having a lot of flexibility on defense.
Yeah, so before AD got hurt, obviously there was going to be a ton of a lot of flexibility. Then we had Cheeto, and it's like, wow, we can get even more flexibility. Then, you know, AD goes down. So like, we still got some spots. And then now we had Jair, and it's just, I think the options are endless. With me playing a little safety, Kyle playing down, it's, I think, I mean, even Malachi in college, he played kind of some of that nickel position. So it's going to be a fun secondary, I think. And just guys can kind of play wherever. I mean, it's added the addition to Jair along with the other guys we got. It can be a serious matchup. You know, if there's a guy that we feel that this guy can cover this guy better, we can match him up with him. Mm-hmm. We can all pick kind of who we want. We can have four, you know, first round corners out there at the field. There's just so much that we can do. It's really exciting. It's really exciting to add him.
He said something that makes me want to ask you something, Jason. They talk a lot about positionless defense. I know Ardarius Washington going down, and we hear Brian Wacker mention they might want to go get another safety, but Marlon just said, I might play some safety. Maybe TJ Tampa plays some safety. Yep. Like, is it really necessary to go get a third safety, assuming health, obviously? Now, if somebody gets a couple guys get hurt in training camp, that changes.
Yeah, I mean, and how much is that guy on the field anyway? Yeah, look, it's not even really for me about the positions, and I've been kind of harping on this for a while. It's more like body type and skill set. And what he's talking about there, is this a team that runs the offense more through two, you know, hulking tight ends? Is it a team that has more sort of jitterbug wide receivers and they move the chains with small guys with two-way goes who are twitchy and have, you know, lower the balance of what the leverage is lower, right? They're smaller guys. And so who are the right matchups for them? And who's better in zone and who's better in man? And maybe certain weeks, because we don't have the pass rush we'd like, and we've got to crank that up more, so we're playing more man, then that might mean something for one guy over another. I mean, they want dudes who can, by and large, handle themselves in press man situations and could exist on an island to some degree. Maybe not to the degree that Wink Martindale was putting lesser corners in, but because there's much more, I think, moderation and going to be more moderation with Chuck Pagano here. But, like, I think it's more about, like, creating that tapestry. And then as a guy in the slot in this situation because of that matchup and he's outside there, and maybe he is playing 15 yards off the ball here, you know, whether that's playing man in half the field and zone in the other or man under, like they want to have athletes who can allow them to be as diversified as possible. And they absolutely have that on the back end, barring catastrophic injury, rampant catastrophic injury. They have aligned themselves with those principles on the back end. I just will keep going back to, if dudes can't get home without being schemed home, without somebody falling down, without getting to pick off three sacks against a backup right tackle on a really bad team, the kind of guys who you don't see in the postseason, that just sort of brings me back to, is the pendulum too far in one direction?
Oh, it's all the way in the secondary direction for sure. But styles make fights. And the Ravens value those type of guys that they can use as a chess piece. Of course, Kyle Hamilton stands out the most in that regard, but Marlon mentioned it. Malachi Starks, they used him in the slot some in college. Marlon can play inside. He can play outside. They might tinker around with him at safety. So those are the three guys in particular that you're going to see in a lot of different roles this upcoming season.
Let's hear one more from Marlon before we step out. Cut 50, Ben. He talks about coming up short, and it has to start with the defense.
You know, obviously we end last year, loss of the Bills. Every window opens and every window closes as far as that championship, you know, ability. And I feel that, I'm not going to say we've underperformed, but we have underperformed. I feel that we've had championship caliber rosters. I feel that we've prepared like a championship team. And there's just been something we got to do, but I don't feel that we're far off. Now, I can only speak on the defense. I feel that when I first came to the Ravens, it was all about the Ravens defense. I've let that standard, being here, I think the longest defensive guy, I feel like I've let that standard kind of slip. And that's something that I want to get back. I want it. Obviously, we love Lamar Jackson, but I want, you know, the Ravens' identity to be defense like it was when I first got here. So that's something that we're chirping in our room. That's something Zio's leading the front with.
That's something. He's the voice of the defense,
yes,
bro.
That yes,
he has become the vocal, like, manifestation of what needs to be said outwardly. Now, inside, there might, like, Roquan's probably doing a little more talking than him at times on the field, in the defensive huddle, maybe, you know, breaking them down before a game, in the locker room immediately after a loss. Like, those dynamics are all different. But in terms of the, like, outward, projecting outward, like, who kind of speaks for the team and says what needs to be said, that's him.
And it started last year. He was the guy after the Cincinnati game calling the defense a little brother. Where it's not fun winning this way. He's taken on a serious leadership role within the past year.
Ravens have themselves a little break before training camp starts. Veterans have to report by July 22nd. We come back, hit the hot corner. Orioles, what do we expect from Charlie Morton? How do they bounce back after that disgusting loss last night? And we'll get you the lineup. That's next here on The Fan. Orioles and the Rays, game four of the four-game series. Orioles looking for the split after blowing an 8-0 lead and losing 12-8 last night. Charlie Morton on the bump for the Orioles, 3-7 with a 6.05 ERA. Lineup, Jackson Holliday leading off at second base. Adley Rutschman back behind the plate batting second. Gunnar Henderson batting third at shortstop. Jordan Westberg, he's the DH, batting fourth. Ryan O'Hearn batting fifth at first base. Ramon Laureano's in right field batting sixth. Colton Cowser batting seventh in left field. Ramon Urias at third base batting eighth, and Cedric Mullinger, center fielder, batting ninth. No Kobe Mayo for the third time in four games.
A couple things interest me here, and that's one of them. Don't listen to what they say. When they show you who they are, believe them.
Bobby
this
G.
kid was starting to get it done.
Yep.
Even making plays, albeit maybe somewhat awkwardly, diving into the net Sunday in a home game against the Angels to catch a ball and didn't think he was going to catch, and having productive at-bats, and now they've decided three out of these four games not to pitch him, even though
hit him.
I'm sorry, not to allow him to play.
Yeah. Going up against right-handed pitching.
Well, guess
Jason.
What? That's going to happen most of the time.
Yes. Hey, he's a lefty specialist.
So that's really interesting to me. I also think it's time to throttle down on Jackson Holliday. He has a 571 OPS this month, and for the year, kind of interesting. 595 OPS on the road, 850 at home. Like, he slugs 521 at home. He slugs 311 on the road. And at a time when Westy's going and Gunner's going and Calzer's going, why don't we, like, if I found these numbers in 5 seconds, surely the Wizards and the Warlocks know it, right?
Nah.
So why don't we take some pressure off of him?
The ball hard three times yesterday.
That's great. He can do that at the 5 or 6 hole as well.
Yeah.
But I just think that's something to keep an eye on. Like, maybe throttle down on him, move him down a little bit, move somebody else up. As for tonight's game, Rasmussen with the Rays has a 2.08 ERA his last 7 starts. He's been great. And at home on the season, 2.04 ERA. The league batting just 1.93 against him in Steinbrenner Field. He's got a whip of 0.91 at home. Air Chuck Morton, though, on the other hand. And look, we brought this up with Mean Dean the other day, and it ended up not being a factor.
Mm-hmm.
But I do find this interesting. Chuck on the road this year, 7.57 ERA, 2.93 batting average against, a whip of 2. He has 48 strikeouts and 40 innings pitched at home and 19 and 20 at home. Like, his home and road splits are way off. Now, you could tell me, well, it just so happens that he's figured it out lately and most of those appearances have been at home. And that's true. But I also remember the start in Sacktown where he couldn't give you 3 innings. And I'm old enough to remember a month before that, May 7th, he couldn't give you 3 on the road. So I am a little interested to see how that plays out, because the renaissance with him has come, bullpen or starter, at home. The road has not been his friend.
I don't even know what to make of Charlie Morton at this point, because when we were talking last week, Jason, we thought that Friday start was pretty big for Charlie Morton. If he had another bad outing, do you put him back in the bullpen? And he was stellar in the rain with the 10 punch outs. But I don't know. With this stadium, you hit it in the air, it's got a chance of going out, especially in the right field porch.
I just have this weird feeling that because of the heat, and obviously none of these guys, they're going to be sweating their rear ends off. His curve's either going to be dancing all over the place or he's going to have no control of it, and then it's a disaster. So I think it's going to be one of those two extremes with him tonight.
Yeah. I think this could be a tough spot for him, but every time, you know, like he's another guy kind of like Dean, when you think he's in a really bad place, he finds a way to respond. But again, you can go look at his road starts have all been pretty, pretty rough. Like, I mean, the one against the A's, we know, 2 1/3.
That was bad.
Then he had a 2-inning stint in relief in Anaheim. But like the start before that at Minnesota, 4 innings, 3 earned, a home run. He hit a guy. He walked a guy. Like that was bad. Obviously, the one in Detroit was horrible. He couldn't get through the 4th inning. Like you go back to Arizona, that was pretty brutal. He walked 5 guys in 5 innings. Like, and then you go back to the first one in Toronto. So like, I don't know if it's mental. I don't know what it is, but he has yet to show his best self or even close to it on the road.
What's also going to be an interesting subplot for both of these teams tonight is they need their starters to go.
Oh, yeah.
Bullpens are totally spent after yesterday's debacle for both starters.
7 from Charlie tonight, Bone?
I'm not saying that. Don't put those words on there.
Orioles and the Rays, game 4 of the 4-game set. It's at 7:35, first pitch, but Baltimore baseball tonight coming up at 6, the Bone and Jim Hunter. We will come back, get the text today, preview tomorrow's show, and prepare you for Baltimore baseball tonight, coming at 6 here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, take a moment to congratulate C.J. Mosley on a nice career. Multi-time All-Pro announces retirement today on Instagram. My understanding is he wanted to continue playing, and the Ravens had some interest, but I don't think he can pass a physical, so he's calling it quits.
Heck of a career. And look, his Jets portion was really star-crossed with all the injuries, and then it looked to the point where you think they might cut him just because he hasn't been available, and then he ends up being a very productive player for them at the tail end of that contract. Although, unfortunately, by then, it was kind of
not a lot of relevant
over
games
for him and over for Rodgers and over for them.
Not a really good player. I think he made a second team All-Pro as a rookie. I know he was the first Raven defensive player to make the Pro Bowl as a rookie.
Had the pick in the game against the Browns, clinched the division.
Great moment. Yeah.
But C.J. Mosley, I'm sure he will enjoy retirement. Bellway Ben, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2, check.
Text of the day! Text of the day! Text of the day! Text of the day!
Okay.
Text of the day is sponsored by Orsman Automotive, driven by OrsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Orsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OrsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from Carter in Baltimore, who says, "Last night was definitely the worst loss of the season. I went from starting to think we had a shot at the playoffs through 2 innings to hoping they sell ASAP."
Well, you know what? That's the fan in everyone, right? They're up 8-0, and you're dreaming of, wow, they could they take 3 or 4 from Tampa Bay and head into New York,
who's
kind of scuffling? And yes, then it changed.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. That after the 8-0 lead, you're thinking they could take 3 or 4. You get the single digits back within 500. You're thinking, oh my gosh, Yankees. Yeah. And then
the Elias Way said, not so fast.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll always have that first inning from Trevor Rogers.
His guy, the dude, the fake catcher behind the plate, who's
couple
really
of
a
wild
DH.
Throws. Yeah,
that's his guy. Kittredge, this year's big money free agent reliever.
First two guys struck out, looked great.
And then 4 runs with 2
outs.
Yeah,
that was.
If only they could have scored the 8 runs quicker and then gotten some of the outs, like taking longer to get some of the outs.
Yes.
Then it would have been just right.
Because he sat too long.
T-Rog.
He sat too long.
He had 6 whiffs in the first inning, Jason.
Yeah, how many whiffs did you have
in
the first
inning,
Jason?
Well, like I told you, the International League has got an 830 OPS off him the last 4 starts. So you tell me.
No Volo tonight. The rain looks like it's going to stop.
Nah, it's when I got softball starting next Thursday, but yeah, volleyball is Wednesday. But now volleyball is over.
What do
you're
we?
You're eliminated.
Yeah. Did somebody win?
It got canceled last, so I guess technically it is pushed to next Wednesday.
Well, that's a bummer.
But I don't think.
What do we have on tomorrow's show, Bun?
Tomorrow's show, Ariel Epstein will get our best bets with her, and Antonio Freeman, his
Buttons.
Son.
Is playing tonight for the U.S. men's national team against Saudi Arabia in the Gold Cup.
Quick preview, Jason?
I hope both teams score.
Oh, wow. Is that a want-a-bet situation?
That is. I don't know if that was second down or third down on today's want-a-bet. YouTube.com/@want-a-bet with us, or just go to @want-a-bet with us on Twitter, or just go to my Twitter. I think the U.S. will probably win, but I think both teams concede. Both goalkeepers, especially if Poch goes with the kid I think he's going to go to, are, I think, maybe a little over their heads.
He's Poch now.
The back lines for both teams are a little shaky.
Hey, the other guy never got a nickname other than words
he
couldn't say
on
air.
He had plenty of nicknames.
Kick him in the throat guy, but yeah. Wow, Poch.
Oh, Air Force Ones, yeah.
Poch.
I don't miss him. His son's on the team.
Is he?
Sebastian Berhalter's on the team.
Wow.
He plays for Vancouver in MLS. He's not bad.
Not bad.
He's pretty. I mean, he's played really well in MLS, and he's doing well in the role they have him in now. I don't think he could play that role against teams better than Trinidad and Tobago. But he's shown himself okay.
Nice thing said about a Berhalter's. Wow, that was not on my bingo card.
My problems with Greg and Greg exclusively. And now I don't, like I said, he's out of my life, so I don't care anymore.
It's a good Michael Jackson song, deep cut. Hey, coming up next, Baltimore baseball tonight. It's the Bone. It's Jim Hunter, and it's at 6 here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.